Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mike, let's talk a little bit Lions and the new cutoff point. Where are we at with Quintricia? Yesterday, everybody felt good about this team. They won. You knew that they weren't going to fire these two on the bye week because they can't go 0-4. So where are you at right now? Because they're combined, the combined record of the next eight teams on their schedule is 5-18. These are winnable games. Mike, it could end up being that these guys are back. So my question to a lot of Lions fans out there, because there were some who they wanted firing. Mike, you wanted it just to happen Game of Thrones style during the bye week. They're about to play some winnable games. What is the new cutoff number? What is the cutoff point for this Quintricia? Because at some point, you know, how many games is it? Do they have to win playoff games? Do they have to win a division? Do they have to make the playoffs? What is the cutoff? 8 wins, 7 wins, 6 wins. Tell me where you're at with this to feel comfortable bringing these people back. Because, Mike, I have a number. My number is the number 5, meaning they only get 5 more losses. At that point, you have to fire them because Bob Quinn's already set the precedent. You fired Jim Caldwell. Okay? He had 28 losses. 5 more losses. And now Matt Patricia has hit 28. So no matter what he can do after that, you already fired Caldwell, who had a winning record. You got to get rid of this man. He has to go. His magical number is 5. He loses 5 more times in the next 2 years, and he's done. So he'll get that taken care of this year. That's why I don't think you can bring him back. But I want to know, Lions fans, where are you at right now? Do you feel comfortable enough that you're willing to give these guys another chance? Or do you have a new number in your head? We were all at 0-4. 0-4 can't happen. So where are you at? Where are you now? 5 wins, 6 wins, 7 wins, 8 wins, playoff victory. Mm-hmm. What would keep this man's job? What would satisfy you enough that you're saying, okay, we can give him another year?
Can I add a layer to it?
You sure can.
Okay, so we have our number, right? The number you put, I put, the number we say we need to keep them. But I'd like the people to call in with a second number. What number do they need to get to for Sheila to keep them? Maybe that number's the same. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's higher. Maybe it's lower.
No, it's lower.
But I think people need two numbers. So for me, for them to keep their job, 9 wins. You have to get to 9 wins because that probably is what gets you in the playoffs. And if I'm being realistic, in a year where they're adding a playoff team, you can't fire someone who's made the playoffs. So 9 wins. Now, the Sheila number, I think they're here as long as they get to 7. I'm at 9. Sheila's at 7. Mike. I want to say 10-6, but it wouldn't be fair because I hear your beautiful voice bellowing, saying you're not good enough to fire people. And it's the truth. Like, I can't see this franchise firing another guy at 9-7. So 9 wins would be the keep. They need 8 more wins out of the remaining 13 games. They got to go 8-5. If they're 9-7, they can stay. Anything short of it, including 8-8, fire. Goodbye. What do I think it will take for Sheila to keep them?
6.
Rico, I have to be honest. Yeah, you know what? If I could select 6.5, I'd be there. I think six, there'd be a way. COVID, mm-hmm. uncertainty, weird season, we had injuries. I think six, they stay.
Mike, six, and the Arizona Cardinals win the West. And you can say, hey, we knocked off the division
all right.
champs.
So here's what I'll do. I will join you that 6-10, Sheila's keeping them. For me, my number's 9 wins that I would keep them. 248-539-9797. Now, again, people, if you don't want to give both numbers, that's fine. But I just thought it'd be fun to add a layer to it. Because what we believe and what you think the organization will do are probably two separate things. Two different numbers.
Right. I mean, I'm just looking at, you showed Caldwell the door at 36-28. This man's 5 losses away from hitting the 28 losses.
Well, here's the other thing, and I'm trying to be fair. You guys know I want them gone at all costs, but I want to play the game fairly. I don't want to say, oh, it doesn't matter. They could win 12 games. I'd still fire them. Then we're dealing in fantasy land, right? That's not a real topic. That's not a real conversation. Do I think either of these two is going to lead you anywhere? No. But in fairness to them, if they were to go 9-7 and if they were to make the playoffs, they have to be brought back. They do. So I want to play fair with you. But Rico has given me the confidence to say 6-10. I was at 7-9 to be safe, but he's right. In my mind, 6-10, we beat Arizona. What about COVID? 2 years left on their deals. Yeah. I wonder about it. So I'll say 6 for the Sheila number, 9 for my number. I want to know what your number is, people. 248-539-9797.
Don't slip up and beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now you can say we beat the Cardinals and we beat Tom Brady.
They'll do it.
That's enough, man. 6
wins. You know
what
they'll do. Yeah. You know what they'll do. They're going to steal a few games. Look, as long as they have Stafford, they were going to win too many games. You know, we needed this team to basically just quit, but we're not lucky enough for that to happen. David, what would the numbers be?
Whew, Sheila's number, I think, is at 6. My number is they have to win a playoff game. So it's not even a number. They have to win a playoff game.
Well, they're fired because they'll be like every other coach. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not realistic. David.
How is it not realistic? They've never won one before.
This comes from Mike Valeni, who says, you know what? If you're not going to win the whole thing, then you're a loser. I mean, look at how you judge your Giants. You can't just sit there. Well, you made the playoffs. That's good enough. That's what's wrong with this town. Making the playoffs should not be the bar.
But if they go from 6-10, where the quarterback was hurt, and they come back to 9-7 and make the playoffs, you know you got to bring him back.
See, but here's the thing, and this, is, I think, becomes the problem, because a lot of people are looking at it as this is Patricia's third year, but Quinn is included here, right? This is his 5th year. Mm-hmm. He cannot not have a playoff win after 5 years and keep his job. They're together. I'm sorry. Playoff win.
Because if a new GM comes in, he's not keeping Patricia. So, yeah, you might as well take him with you, because we'll just haul him out to the curb, hit him up with some Febreze, and hope that somebody picks him up.
All right. Well, I want to hear from the people on it then. We've given our numbers. 6, their job is probably safe. For us, if we ran the team, 9. You got to get to 9. Because it would mean a playoff berth. And you're just not firing a guy for making the playoffs. It's not going to happen. I'd be stunned. 248-539-9797. David, you got a few ticket texts we can get into?
Yeah, I do. One right off the rip. 10 or get the F out from a ticket texter. And then another one says, if Sheila's number is quite simple, 9-7, period. If they go 9-7, then they'll keep them.
I think 9 they're here guaranteed. I think 8 they're here guaranteed. 7's questionable. 6 is dicey.
Yeah,
but I'm with Rico.
You got rid of Caldwell at 9-7, and you got rid of him.
Which is why I don't think they would do it this go-around. I think obviously people in the organization regret that move, even though Caldwell had taken them as far as he could take them. See, that's the dirty secret with Caldwell. It could be wrong to fire him at 9-7 based on what these two have done. It still was the right move because Caldwell was never going to lead you to more. Terrible in-game manager.
Correct.
He probably was capped out at that number.
Well, right. And that's why I continue to say playoff win or they're fired, because the standard for Caldwell was they couldn't do that. They made the playoffs, but you have to win a playoff game. Standard stays the same. Correct. It should always be the same.
Can't lower the bar because it's your boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.